Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. Let's help you maybe live your life a little bit better. I don't know. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, calling an Uber when you're wanting to rob a bank, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they shared with the Uber driver what exactly was planned for the evening.
Well, Brandon was that Uber driver in Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they called me for a getaway car.
Yeah.
Well, all right
So another Uber driver dropped him off at the bank, which, you know, as an Uber driver, how are you going to know?
You're not going to judge. No. I mean, maybe you need to get some cash before the night out.
Sure. They were not going to do it legally.
It just wasn't his cash.
So apparently he parked across the street there to pick up his Uber drivers, only to see the people who hired him and a couple others being arrested.
So I turned a corner and come up on Mid-First Bank, and all I see is cop cars.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm like, this is not normal.
No. It's really perceptive.
That's not normal.
I see cops running towards the back of the building.
Yeah.
There were like three or four of them in handcuffs, putting them in cop cars.
Yeah, see, so he's like, so you still don't need a ride?
Hey, are you going to still give me a good rating?
Yeah. Hey, can you give me 5 stars?
Hey, I need 5 stars from you. Hey, whoa, whoa,
whoa. 5 stars.
5 stars first.
I'm still charging your card.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
If you can, actually, you know, we can actually thank the first Uber driver who dropped the bank robbers off.
Sure.
For calling the police because the bank robbers were talking about their plan in the Uber.
Oh, wow.
And so he dropped them off, called the police. That's why the police came and was there.
That is so fantastic.
And the other Uber driver, their getaway car, who was pulling up, was like, oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
See, I'm thinking this is why,
this is so,
like, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, they need to write books. Because the amount of things that they probably overhear in their back seat are like endless. Yeah. This has got to be at the top of, like, hey, remember the one time I heard someone talking about how they're going to rob a bank and I dropped them off there?
Yeah, good times.
That was
good
funny.
Times. So, yeah, I guess this is a kind of a two-part setting the bar, you know? Make it through the day without, I don't know, talking about your plan to rob a bank in the back of your Uber and then calling an Uber as your getaway car.
Yeah.
After you rob the bank, you're doing okay.
I mean,
let's just not rob banks.
But to be fair, I'm going to point out a little bit of brilliance in that plan. They didn't have to worry about recruiting yet another person to split, you know, the cash with in driving a getaway car. Yeah. They didn't have to split it with the Uber guy. Let's just not discuss the plan in front of the Uber guy.
That's setting the bar, guys.
First mistake.
On 99.7 DJX.